The most recent incident out of Bontehierville is that three teenagers were wounded in a drive-by shooting, two males and a female. And there has been, apparently, in Bontehierville, an increase in gang-related shootings in the past few weeks. Eight people killed last week alone. We're joined on the line by the Community Policing Forum head for the Bishop Leavis area, Graham Lindhorst. Graham, good afternoon. Thank you very much for your time. Often when we in the media report an upsurge in gang-related shootings, it's because we haven't really been paying much attention and what we're reporting has been pretty much happening for weeks and months. What's been happening in Bontehierville?
Good afternoon, John Mathan, and thank you for having me as well as the CPF. And you quite rightly saying that there's an upsurge in gang-related incidents in and around Bontehierville. I represent the Bishop Leavis CPF, which also includes Valhalla Park, Bishop Leavis, and Kalkstein-Fontein. And we've seen an upsurge in killings. Last week, Friday, 5 p.m., there was a young mother killed. The Saturday morning, another woman killed. And the Sunday, a young lady that left school last week killed. I'm referring to the women that has been killed, because we're getting worried that women are being killed in our area now.
Deliberately targeted, Graham, or they're just very unfortunate bystanders?
Our feeling is that there can be a deliberate targeting, because we've seen last week's one, the one on Friday, the lady was walking with her brother. And the person would have seen and would have known that he would hit that lady. So I don't know if it's a deliberate attempt to get to whoever, because these people will do whatever they need to do to send a message through. And that's our feeling,
So, I mean, generally, when there is gang fighting, an upsurge in gang fighting, it's about a battle for turf. It's about a battle to control the distribution of drugs or whatever the particularly profitable crime is in an area, and one gang is threatening the hold that another gang has over that particular criminal activity in a particular area. Is that what's going on at the moment in Bontehierville?
Exactly, that is what is happening. It's because of also a vacuum in leadership. Now they're fighting for leadership. There's a battle for leadership, and then you find the upsurge, and then we also now find out that sometimes they would do an onslaught in the communities, because these gangsters has a bigger plan, and they want the police to put their resources into these areas so that they can get away with their bigger plan. That is also what's happening.
Okay, and the anti-gang unit, have you asked for that? Has it been moved in? Do you have any feeling that if it does move in, it will make at least a temporary difference?
Yeah, when they are in the area, there's a difference. And our problem is they should not come in and out. We need an anti-gang unit that can stay in the area, that should not be reactive but should be proactive. And we need intelligence in our areas as well.
Are you getting that? Are you getting there is a much greater focus on gang warfare, not just in Cape Town, but in other areas of South Africa where it happens. Becky Cele told Parliament last week that he is spending 70% of his time dealing with gang-related criminality in the Western Cape. Are you noticing a difference in the way that the police are policing this?
Not at all, because otherwise we would not have the upsurge in these gang-related crimes. We have the feeling that they are reactive, they're not proactive, and that is why we don't see the effects. We will see the effects when people will not walk around with guns, because last week Sunday the guys were shooting at the Pink Flats and were running around with the guns almost a kilometer, meaning that they know that they will get away shooting people and will get away because there's not enough resources.
Graham, thank you very much for that quite depressing picture, but it's important to have it out there. Graham Lindhorst, the Bishop Leavis Community Policing Forum Chairperson.